So if you wanted a moose to come on over and join you for a latte, what would you say?
You got to speak the language, that's for sure.
That's Roger Lambert, who's the master guide of Maine Guide Services and MC of the Moose Calling Competition, because today, moose callers from around the world, that's to say the state of Maine and one Canadian, will compete in the first ever international invitational moose calling competition, part of a new festival that Rangeley, Maine is hosting. Mr. Lambert, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
And I don't want to see any reason to delay. Give us your best moose call.
All right, we're going to give it a whirl here. Hang on. That would be a cow moose.
Can I try one?
Sure you can. Now, get your fingers on your nostrils so you get a little nasal quality there.
Uh-huh.
And I start out with kind of a ma sound and see what you got. Let's hear it.
Ma.
That's a start. You really?
Aside from having a whole field of bull moose run at you, how do you judge the effectiveness of a moose call?
The goal of most callers, sometimes they call over great distances. Moose have excellent hearing, and of course, the larger the bull, typically the larger the antlers. The antlers actually work as a sound-gathering system for the moose, so thus the bigger bulls can hear cows in estrus at a greater distance. And, you know, they're excited by the cow shooting out her call, and that's the ultimate rewards, if you will, for a moose caller to bring a bull in a long distance and bring him right up close and personal.
Yeah, but I mean, forgive me. Aren't they liable to be quite seriously disappointed if they show up and see you?
Well, you need to read the body language. They either want
to... I don't think any amount of body language can talk you out of that. But go ahead,
well,
yes.
They either want to kill you or have their way with you, and you better be able to judge that instantly on the spot, especially if you get clients with you. The moral of this moose calling business is the first thing you need to do is have an exit strategy.
I'm told to ask you about something that sounds quite hazardous, called attraction techniques.
We sometimes scuff gravel and try to emulate a four-legged animal walking by doing toe-heel, toe-heel, and that's an attraction strategy. And there's all kinds of stuff. We'll see that all arranged this weekend. Come on up.
And so how many moose callers are you expecting?
We've got about 10 that have worked their way to the semifinals. We got some of the best and most notorious moose callers in Maine. And as I say, we want to have guards at the doors. We don't want any of these big boys coming in, crashing down, and getting anyone, any spectators hurt here on the spot.
Master Guide Roger Lambert of Maine Guide Services, who's the MC of the first, why did it take so long, first ever international invitational moose calling competition. Wait.
You're on. Bull call right there.
This is NPR News.